Chapter 60. Jesse never gave his word casually, and he never second-guessed himself about giving it. Sometimes he paid a price for it, but it was usually a price he was willing to pay. Today, it had been the price of a motel room the next town over from Hilton. It wasn't a no-tell motel, but it wasn't exactly the Four Seasons either. $50 for the room and another $50 in cash for food was worth the few hours of security it bought for Sharon and her kids. He didn't think taking care of Spider was going to be an all-day project, and that Sharon could probably take her kids home in a couple hours. Now Jesse was standing at the door for 221B Locust Street, in what looked to be the most run-down section of Hilton. The area was largely made up of old squat concrete block buildings with flat tarred roofs and loading docks. These buildings looked like they had once been used as machine shops for light manufacturing or warehousing. These were not the big, forlorn dinosaur factories Jesse had seen driving through the other side of town, but they were equally desolate. The door at 221B Locust Street was a battered gray steel door with a peephole. Written on the door in red spray paint was a warning: "Satan's whores, stay the fuck out." On the rolled-down corrugated steel door by the loading dock was the gang's pin-up Girl Devil's Head logo. There was a line of seven motorcycles on the pitted cobblestone street, parked at an angle to the curb. Most of the bikes were Harley derivatives, black and muscular, but without the affectations of the weekend rider. No fancy saddlebags or radios or polished chrome doohickeys. Recognizing Spider's bike was easy. It had black widows painted in bright red on either side of its gas tank. Good, he thought. Better to deal with Spider directly and get it over with. He had a contingency plan to deal with Spider if the coward wasn't around, but it was a bit more complicated and involved another member of Satan's whores. That contingency would almost surely have guaranteed a premature death for Spider and a burial at the bottom of a quarry lake without gang honors. Jesse took out his badge, held it up to the peephole, and kicked the door three times. The door creaked open, and a guy who made Spider look puny filled the doorway. He was dressed in dusty black leathers, a gang vest over a faded and torn black and orange Harley t-shirt, and every inch of his exposed skin was tattooed. He stank of sweat and stale marijuana smoke. Jesse could easily imagine that every inch of his skin, exposed or not, was similarly adorned. He was mostly bald, but had a long, gray, braided ponytail that hung over his left shoulder down along his chest. He had a gray Fu Manchu mustache with a long soul patch that was braided and hung off his chin like a thin rope. His lips were wrecked, and some of his teeth were missing. The ones that were still in his mouth were stained yellow. "I don't know you, pig. That makes us even. Funny man. I have my moments," Jesse said. "Can Spider come out and play?" "You got a warrant for Spider? Or a warrant to search the place, we'll talk." "You don't look like a lawyer." "Get the fuck out of here. You don't want me to call Carney on you, do you, asshole?" "I'm not local. Call Carney. Call anybody you want, but just get Spider out here." The big man shook his head and said, "Fuck off." He started to turn his back on Jesse. "I asked politely. Now I'm done asking and done being polite." Jesse unholstered his snub-nosed .38 and shot out the front tire of Spider's bike. "Wait a fucking—" Jesse shot out the back tire of Spider's bike. "The next one's in the engine block," he said. "The one after that's in you. Now get him out here, now. 10, 9, 8, 7, Spider! Get out here! Some pig's messing with your hog," the big man said. Spider came running out the door, face distorted in rage, but some of it went out of him when he saw it was Jesse. His groin had only just fully recovered from Jesse's kick, and he remembered the threat Jesse had made the other day at Burt's. "Hello, Spider," Jesse said, his voice calm. "I told you what would happen to you if you bothered Sharon again." "I didn't touch her. I beat down that rice and beans-eating little weasel that—" Jesse fired two shots into Spider's engine block. "Motherfucker!" Spider ran over to his motorcycle, avoiding Jesse, and knelt down to check out the damage. "I told you what I would do to you, Spider." Then Jesse turned to the big man. Get the rest of your guys out here. When I kick Spider's ass, I want you all to see it. The big man did as Jesse asked. He watched as each of the other five whores emerged from Gang Central. The fourth guy to come out onto the street was the man Jesse was hoping would be there. Sharon had described him perfectly. She said his name was Wallace, but that they called him Reaper. He was smaller than the rest of his gang brothers, but with a powerlifter's build. He was thick everywhere a man could be thick. He had enormous hands that he balled up into brutal-looking fists. His hair was long and black, and his eyes were a disturbing icy gray. Jesse popped open the cylinder of his .38, held it up for the crowd to see, and turned it so that the spent shells and the last live round dropped out onto the sidewalk. The cartridges pinged and danced when they hit the concrete. Jesse snapped the cylinder shut, placed the weapon in his jacket pocket, and removed his jacket. He laid it down on the pavement and rolled up his sleeves. I just want you guys to know why I'm going to beat the shit out of Spider here. For one thing, he assaulted a woman named Sharon in front of me. Pretty stupid thing to do in front of a police chief, Jesse said. His old lady, his business, said another one of the gang. That's the rules, Spider said, puffing out his chest. The rest of them nodded in agreement, Reaper less enthusiastically so. Jesse wasn't finished. Then he told Sharon he was going to kill her kids. What was it you called them, Spider? Little retarded bastards, right? And that in the wild, lions kill the offspring of... Before Jesse could finish, Reaper was on Spider. After one of Reaper's punches landed in Spider's midsection, Jesse understood why they called him Reaper. Spider's ribs cracked with the nauseating sound that only bone and cartilage make when breaking. No matter how many times you hear it, there's no getting used to it. But Reaper wasn't done with Spider, not by a long shot. He grabbed Spider's left arm and yanked it out of its socket. Spider wailed in pain. The big man turned to Jesse and said, "Get out of here, man. This is our business. Tell Sharon she won't be hassled anymore. Tell her the Tsar gives his word." Jesse picked up his jacket and left. He didn't look in his rearview mirror.